You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing is unexpectedly closed once again. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers, prompting the closure. The bridge will be closed for at least this week and until further notice, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. Several tornadoes touched down across Wisconsin last week. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A total of 9 tornadoes tore through the state last week. The National Weather Service conducted their damage surveys and rated 3 of them EF2s on the Enhanced Fujita Scale. Before Thursday, the state had seen 7 tornadoes in total this year, all of which appeared on April 28th. Now, in just 2 days so far this year, Wisconsin has experienced 16 in total.
Wisconsin averages about 23 tornadoes per year. The nation's leader during the spring drug take-back day was Wisconsin. According to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, the state collected over 56,000 pounds of unwanted prescription medication. In the 15 years of the program, Wisconsin has collected about 1.37 million pounds of medication, third behind Texas and California all time. The event happens twice per year, once in the spring and once in the fall. You can visit the DHS website to find year-round drug collection sites and more information about the program. It is a busy day at City Hall with 4 committees scheduled to meet today. The Board of Public Works is reviewing a handful of items, including a pipeline license dispute with a railroad company. The Board of Zoning Appeals will review 2 cases, one involving the Haven on Main project. The Aviation Board has a number of resolutions on the table after having capital budgets reallocated in the past month for airport repairs. And the International Committee has a long list of agenda items, including Oktoberfest parade options. La Crosse area fire crews had their hands full with a grass fire in the marsh area near the La Crosse River west of Copeland Avenue on Friday. The fire started around 2:30 p.m. on Friday, according to the La Crosse Area Fire Department. Dry conditions, high winds, and dry brush created ideal fire conditions, allowing it to spread quickly. Nobody was hurt by the fire, which was put out later in the day Friday. There also wasn't any damage to buildings or structures. The cause of the fire is under investigation. One person was seriously hurt after being pinned under a tractor in Trempealeau County Sunday morning. According to the sheriff's office, a tractor flipped over and trapped its driver at around 11 a.m. in the town of Burnside. First responders found the person breathing but unconscious. They then worked to free the person from being trapped by the rollover tractor. The person was flown to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse with serious injuries. Trempealeau County officials said in a release that the rollover was accidental. If you're renting out your home or property for short-term rentals in Monroe County, you'll now need a license to do so. County officials announced that any so-called tourist rooming houses, including bed and breakfast, short-term rentals, or other lodging facilities, even if they're only being used during the summer, need a license to operate. Property owners have until June 30th to apply for a license. Any place that operates without the license can be fined $750. You can find out more information on the Monroe County Health Department website. Unemployment rates remain low in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
The number of unemployed people in Wisconsin increased slightly in April, according to preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate increased slightly to 3.3% over the last month. That's still 0.9 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%.
La Crosse, like many cities of its size in the state, has lower unemployment than the statewide average. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and in Wisconsin, the latest data shows that last year had the highest number of cases in state history. Experts are urging preventative measures like insect repellent and protective clothing. Wisconsin DHS entomologist Zia Lee said the deer tick is the most concerning of the 16 tick species in Wisconsin.
Those are usually the ones that we associate with a lot of the cases of Lyme disease or tick-borne diseases. They're most active in June and July, and this is also reflected in the number of people who go into the emergency department or go into the physician for tick bite-related illness.
Early symptoms of Lyme disease include fever, headache, fatigue, swollen lymph nodes, joint and muscle pain, and rashes. Untreated conditions are more severe. You can learn more about Lyme disease on the Wisconsin DHS website. Rain is on the way. Today will be mild, breezy, and cloudy, with highs barely getting to 60 in most places in western Wisconsin. Rain showers are expected to arrive later this evening, with rain continuing through Wednesday. Some areas could see multiple inches of rain between tonight and Wednesday. Highs will be in the upper 40s to mid-50s until the rain clears out overnight Wednesday into Thursday, then temperatures will get back into the 60s. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Jennifer Lawrence is the last true movie star, according to Sean Penn. The actor discussed numerous celebrities on the Louis Theroux podcast recently, and as usual, spoke his mind. The Fast Times at Ridgemont High star said he felt the movie star manufacturer stopped working right after Lawrence. That's a lot of pressure on Lawrence. Penn also had effusive praise for Tom Cruise, calling him an extraordinary craftsman and an actor who pursues excellence on such a high level. Penn also talked about how impressed he was with the fact that Cruise does his own stunts and called him, in addition to being a remarkable actor, probably the best stuntman in Hollywood. Penn did say there were many young great actors out there, and when asked if Timothy Chalamet was one of them, said he hadn't seen any of the A Complete Unknown stars' films. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. Former besties Taylor Swift and Blake Lively have hit a rough patch. Sources say the world's biggest pop star wants nothing to do with Lively until after her legal battles with Justin Baldoni are over. Baldoni and Lively are embroiled in lawsuits stemming from their film It Ends With Us. Swift was served a subpoena in the case, and there are rumors that Lively is trying to get her support. Swift has made it clear she did not appreciate that and wants no part of it, and has made clear she had nothing to do with the film and wants to keep her distance from the drama. The New York Post reports the friendship is in a fragile state. I love movies that are cinematic, but it's also fun when the filmmaker takes chances. The new film Hollow Road takes place primarily in one location, a car. The film stars Matthew Rhys and Rosamund Pike as parents who get a call that their daughter was in a car accident. Most of the film takes place between the two actors driving to the scene. The thriller is reviewing well and will find its way to America in August. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy today and breezy with an isolated shower or thundershower developing by late afternoon. Our high in the low 60s. Tonight, rain, thundershowers, 42. Tomorrow, some heavy rain. We could get an inch to an inch and a half or more through Wednesday. Our high tomorrow, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.